You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. He's speaking to us from Vancouver. Welcome back to the show, Bob.
Yeah, hi, Jim. And we have a very nice sunny morning in Vancouver. And hey, life's good.
Oh, sunny, but it's minus three.
Oh, yeah, now it's cold. And then it's cold.
Yeah, for here. The rest of Canada is saying, we'll take minus three any day.
You know, when I was in Winnipeg, the company I was with shipped me to Winnipeg ages ago, and the low there, I recall, was 48 below Fahrenheit one morning, and I lived less than 10 minutes walk from the office, so I tell you that was a very quick walk. And then later on, I looked up the statistics, and it was actually 49 below.
Yeah, plus wind chill on the prairies.
That was no wind chill. That was the temperature.
That's what I mean, is back then people didn't add wind chill. No set.
Oh, the wind chill thing is for weather guys on radio stations to get excited about. It's a lot of nonsense.
Well, it's just a reminder to go along with the Swedish saying, no such thing as bad weather, just poor clothing choices.
I'd never heard that one before.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Well, take a look at some of the headlines that caught your eye today.
Yeah.
The first one, Musk's wrecking ball pierces government's inner sanctum. What's the background there, Bob?
Oh, yeah. Well, Trump is heading up a massive reform of excessive and authoritarian government. And this is like nearly in the full 1500s was what I call a tyrannical century. Endless wars, endless inflation, endless taxation, endless intrusion. And then eventually you get to the point where the public had enough and they begin to reform it. And this is what we've had now. It began in the early 1900s, and the previous one that ran through the 1500s, the reform part is best read, reviewed in England. And it was wonderful to read about it. And the reform movement in England was capped in 1688 with what they called the Glorious Revolution. And quite simply what it was is the King, James, was authoritarian and he wasn't getting his way, so he threatened about bringing over French troops into England. That was a big no-no. And the groundswell of opinion against him, from little people to the bigger people, he got the right reading on it. He took the reading and said, I'm out of here. So he went, as I've written it up, he sought solace in authoritarian France. So that's the Glorious Revolution. I think we're kind of working towards one. We certainly need another Glorious.
Well, didn't the Calvinists ban Christmas? You weren't allowed to give gifts or celebrate for 200 years?
Oh, I don't have the details on.
Yeah, not so much fun for the regular guy, because Christmas was so much fun. The 12 days of Christmas were real.
Yeah. Oh, well, everybody had their own mission, and there are all kinds of little sects that became quite dedicated to what they were doing. So, yeah. Anyhow, I think we definitely need another Glorious, and it looks like we're into one. So, yeah.
Goolsbee says Trump policies could slow Fed rate cuts.
Yeah, this is an important thing, is the rate cuts. That headline implies that a Fed cut is good. And what we've pointed out is that short-dated interest rates, such as T-bills, go up in the boom, and the Fed follows with increases in its administered rates. And then in the bust, short T-bill rates go down, and the Fed follows with rate cuts. And there's an intuition going on out there that somehow has this ardently believed idea that falling interest rates are good. No, we got a chart on the S&P versus the CPI, inflation, and you look at it, and there's some points in there where there's maybe three months of sharply falling S&P. Guess what? Sharply falling T-bill rate. So the idea that short rates are going to be wonderful is one of the greatest errors in our business.
Well, I appreciate as a regular consumer that my savings account actually pays decent interest.
Mm-hmm.
And when the rates come down, that goes away again. Not that the regular Canadian banks have been paying you what they should.
Mm-hmm.
They're making record profits, but the difference between, say, a Royal Bank savings account and an Equity Bank savings account is tremendous.
Yeah, but with the Royal Bank, you got a huge bank with a solid, very solid. Well, the Canadian banks, when they were formed in sort of 1818 in there, were very much administered by London, and they... the directors, I think they had a liability of twice the equity they had in the bank. So everybody was very prudent banking then. So, and then quite lately in the boom, I think we're going to find there's been a whole lot of reckless banking out there. And there's like they say that when the tide goes out, you find some awful things in the harbor floor. And also, the tide's going to go out for central banking as well, and those guys are absolutely insane. They've got these theories that they can prevent a recession, and the big guys in New York in the 1900s, say for example, were all knew that a credit crisis would be followed by a recession. So then they came up with the Federal Reserve as the lender of last resort, and recessions would be prevented. There's been 18 cyclical recessions since the Fed opened its doors for business. I think it was the end of December, it was 1913, you could say January 1914. So in most disciplines, you have a hypothesis or a theory or whatever, and one failure is all that's needed to condemn it. And here we are with the Federal Reserve System preventing recessions. And there's been 18 failures, and yet the whole administrative community at this moment is really believing that a Fed cut will be helpful. Not a chance. It's the worst thing that can happen.
Headline, climate change could erase $1.4 trillion in real estate value. I guess that's when your waterfront property becomes part of the water?
I think so. Yeah, it was pretty fanciful headline. That's why I put it in there. People inventing hysterical conclusions on climate change, for God's sakes, anyways.
What about the L.A. fires?
Yeah, what do you call it when the wind comes up? Oh, Santa Ana. Yeah, now that desert inland, and you get air coming down and it goes squeezing through the mountain passes, gets even hotter, and then if there's anything that's going to get caught in fire, it'll get caught in fire. So you're dealing now, those Santa Ana winds, you can certainly say they've been happening since the end of the last ice age 10,000 years ago.
What I wonder about is why the fire codes in California, where they have these wildfires, why isn't a water tower part of your property? Your house is worth $5 million. What's another $10,000 to put a 1,000-gallon water tank in a tower so it can feed water by gravity to keep your house safe from fire? I don't hear any discussion about that at all.
No, and also, they haven't built a new reservoir higher up in 40 years. And there's been plenty of people saying, need more water, need more reservoirs, let's get with it. But then you got other people, saying, oh, you can't disturb the environment. So I think we're going into a period where practical ideas will begin to displace impractical ones.
Friend of the show, John Kaiser, said his insurance in San Francisco has told him he can't renew his insurance unless he cuts down all the trees on his property.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's something.
Yeah. Well, again, fire prevention. And we have another headline here. State Farm Insurance seeks rate hikes in California to offset wildfire payouts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, it gets expensive all around. I hope that the insurers' rates are only calculated for California, and they're not trying to offset it with increasing rates outside of California. The article didn't cover that. So,
But you know they do have a giant worldwide pool for these. Plus, they're saying rate hikes. A lot of people in California can't get fire insurance anymore.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, after that one, yeah. Yeah.
We'll have more with Bob Hoy right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Bob Hoy. Headline from Bloomberg, China to levy tax on some commodities imported from the U.S.
Oh, yeah, that's this protectionism with tariffs. And Premier Daniel Smith in Alberta got to figure it out. The threat about a tariff increase by Trump was to get Mexico to stop sending the bad guys in, and to a lesser degree in Canada, to stop sending the bad guys into the U.S. And Trudeau couldn't figure it out. And, of course, they hate Trump so much that he had to retaliate with talk of more tariffs, and rather than just fix the border. But actually, in the bigger business cycle, on a really severe contraction and everybody gets into hard times, that's when protectionism comes in and they put in all kinds of laws banning imports and all that sort of stuff. And then Europe gets on the stick and bans from U.S. Mind you, Europe doesn't take as much from the U.S. as they should. But anyways, the real tariffs and protectionism will occur as global recession becomes more evident.
Friend of the show, Bob Campbell, in his interview for This Week in Money, which you'll get to hear on Saturday, he says the U.S. government job cuts underway under Elon Musk could boost their unemployment to 10%. And then if the U.S. imposes tariffs on Mexico and Canada, its two biggest trading partners, that could boost unemployment by another 10%. A 20% unemployment rate is imposing tariffs and cutting government jobs worth a 20% unemployment rate.
Well, that's an interesting question, but I would just point out that if we go into an great financial bubbles have always been followed by great depressions. And we go into another great depression, the tariffs and protectionism will be incredible. The hard times, you know, exceptional unemployment numbers like you won't believe. So, yeah, no, that's ahead. And again, I'm going to repeat it, that every great bubble was followed by a great depression, and the first great bubble occurred in 1720 with the South Sea bubble and every one of them. So, hey, tariffs, protectionism, and high unemployment are ahead anyways, no matter what any government may do.
Well, governments have 100% control over tariffs.
Yeah.
So would tariffs in hard financial times be a good idea?
No.
Yeah.
Because what I'm trying to get across is that they turn to tariffs and protectionism in a Great Depression, which makes it all worse.
Headline from Yahoo, U.S. manufacturing activity expands for the first time since 2022.
Yeah. You know, they had a pop in business activity, so, which I guess for the street is pretty good stuff. So, but it was just a headline to put in. So,
yeah. Well, and I'm wondering, too, if Mexico and Canada have to put in retaliatory tariffs and encourage the consumption of domestic products instead of U.S. ones, wouldn't U.S. manufacturing drop if they can't export?
Yeah, well, both countries did threaten. Premier Smith in Alberta is the only one who understands it. And it was to clean up the bad guys from crossing the borders. And it wasn't meant to be imposed. It was to force the action. So, anyways, with a recession, you're going to get unemployment in every country. And with that, they'll come in with protectionism. It's going to happen anyways. It'll be fascinating to watch it.
So protectionism, lowering interest rates, a false protection?
No, lowering interest rates is not protectionism. Lowering interest rates is what happens following a boom. It's the market forces.
From Bloomberg, coffee set for longest gaining streak in 45 years.
Oh, yeah. I like a sensational headline like that. And I don't drink any coffee at all, so it doesn't bother me. And but it's just a spectacular headline. I loved it, so, yeah.
Yeah, I stopped drinking coffee before Thanksgiving last year, so I've become a tea guy.
Well, with me, I just couldn't stand the taste of it. It tastes very bitter. So I've never, ever consumed coffee.
Although I did have an Irish coffee the other night after a walk on the Vancouver seawall near Science World, because I was a little cold.
Tell me what is in an Irish coffee.
Well, yeah, you put coffee in there and then as much Jameson's as you can afford.
Yeah, that's
what
right.
You put in.
Yeah, Jameson's is their leading brand of Irish whiskey. That's right, yeah.
Oh, it's a fine whiskey. That whipped cream. At the new Riviere restaurant there at Stamps Landing, a friend was having a soft opening, so dropped by to see how things were going there. They'll have a magnificent patio for summertime, a great view of False Creek and downtown Vancouver.
Nice. Yeah, how nice. Yeah.
Bob, always nice to chat with you and stay warm. Vancouver's going to be in its version of a deep freeze for at least another week.
Yeah, I was going to look that up. You saved me looking it up. But hey, what I want to do is maybe I should find a chart on the temperatures this year and see how it compares to the average of over all the years. And I think it's down sharply from their average. But I'll take a look and see if I can find it.
So. Yeah. Well, this time of year in Vancouver, we're usually 7 degrees or 45 Fahrenheit for a high. Yeah. And I think today it's zero.
Yeah. Celsius. Oh, yeah. No, I think my deck here a little while ago was showing -3. So that's Celsius degrees, you know.
Right. Anyway, stay warm, Bob.
We will, Jim. And fun to have our show today.
My guest has been market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. If you have any questions for Bob, you can send them to info@howstreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on X at House Street. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.